Hey, Bri Bri.
You have reached Roadside Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Isis. Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yeah, they take all day. I might need PL because I don't know how long they're going to be. I know they do.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, you have reached Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Isis. Are you calling from a safe location?
I'm locked my keys in the car. Damn, they don't even let you talk. They get on my nerves. Yeah, but she won't listen to me. I need someone to come open my car. I lock my keys in the car.
And what's your name?
Michelle Flowers.
What's a good callback number for you?
319-412-4651.
Hold on 1 second for me. You said 319-412.
412-4651.
All right, and would you like to receive mobile updates about your provider and their ETA?
Yeah, well, how long they going to be? Because y'all need to know where I'm at and everything. I'm not even at home. I locked my personal.
Yes, ma'am. We have to go through those and the other steps. Right now, I'm just putting in your initial information. It'll tell me all of that once we get more through the call. Message and data rates may apply for the messages. Can you give me verify your address on file?
Oh, God. I already told the lady to say, I got to say it again. I already told the lady, this lady just asked me my address. 1200 Edgewood Road, Northwest, apartment 322, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, 52405.
Okay, what's the year and make of the vehicle?
It's a 2008 Nissan Sentry.
And what color is it?
It's black. What's his address?
Okay, I'm just waiting on my system to load. And you said you locked your keys in the car, correct?
Yeah.
Are the keys visible?
They in my car. I locked my keys in the car.
I'm saying, but can you see the keys out through the window?
Can I what?
Can you see your keys in the car through your windows or anything? Or are they visible, like, on the seat or something like that?
They inside my purse. Write their address on here. Right. Go ask that gentleman what's their address here. What's their address? I don't know their address. Yeah, my keys in my purse, miss.
Okay, does your vehicle have power locks on it?
Power locks? What is power locks?
Some vehicles just come with power locks already in the car. Hold on, I can look it up. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Yeah. You got it, Sparkle. Avenue, Southeast. You got it? You see it?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, this their address?
Yeah.
Yeah, if they take a long time, you here, come up here and get it. But my window, my window ain't none of my windows cracked.
It don't have to be. That lady wasn't either. Her mama didn't want to wait for her. She was off the cat.
Yeah, they do take a long time. We're going to see how long they take. So what she want? I don't either. Yeah, she looking it up to see if I got power locks. Go just check me, Sparkle. Yeah, they all locked. They all, hello?
Yes, ma'am. I was just checking to see if it has power locks. Your vehicle does.
Hold on for a minute, okay?
Okay.
Don't hang up.
I'm not.
What you want
me
to do?
I'm not
going to tell what you want me to do. Check all the doors. Yeah,
Hello? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. What's the address of where your vehicle currently is?
It's at 943 14th Avenue Southeast, Cedar Rapids. It's at my son's school. I was dropping my son off to school, and that's when I left my purse in the car with my keys inside my purse. And his school is on 943 14th Avenue Southeast. It's called J Boy School.
Okay, hold on.
It's right in my car. It's right in front of their school.
You said 943 14th Avenue Southeast?
Yeah.
And what's your zip code?
The zip code over here?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know their zip code. Let me see.
I can look it up.
Okay.
Okay, so let me just put it in Google and look it up. It might be easier for me to do it that way. One second.
Oh, Lord, today is my day.
Now, it'll get better.
Any other time, I'll take my purse out the car.
Mm-hmm. And one time you don't do it, you lock the keys in there. 943 14th Avenue Southeast. What city and state is that?
Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Oh, look, somebody already knew that on Google. You said it's
not gonna take so long, is it?
It shouldn't.
I got a lot of things to do today.
You say it's the Boy Jane.
J Boy Community House.
Okay, I was just making sure I got it right. That's what's
school.
Popping up. Mm-hmm. That's what's popping up. I just wanted to make sure I had the correct place. I don't want to send them to somewhere you're not.
You see the same address I gave you?
Yes, ma'am. 943 14th Avenue Southeast, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Correct?
Yeah. Uh huh.
All right. And that gave me their number too.
Oh, I just hope they don't take all day. Oh,
I'm gonna be able to tell you how long it's gonna take in just a second. Hold on.
Okay.
Cause I want to make sure I get you mapped at the right place so they don't go to the wrong area.
Yeah. See, I'm new with y'all. I just got with you all. I'm new.
Oh, yeah. See, sometimes it just depends on the service that they want, that you want. Like, I know sometimes when you need the actual tow truck to come, sometimes that takes a little bit longer. But, hold on, let me go back.
Hopefully they got somebody closer to here that could come open the car for me.
And I'm just waiting on my system to load up everything. Hold on one second.
I got two sets of keys. I usually keep a key in my pocket, the other one in the purse. But this time I left both of them in my purse.
You know, I did that one time, and I ended up locking both sets of the keys in the car looking stupid. And I was like, you know what? Today is not my day.
Yeah, today ain't my day neither.
So it's going to take them about 45 minutes to get to you because they're actually really close. They're not far from where you are at all. So it should take them about 45 minutes to an hour, if that. It probably won't even take them that long.
How long is 45 minutes? That's a long time.
No, it's not even a whole hour.
It's a half an hour?
Mm-hmm.
Well, half an hour is 30 minutes.
I'm going to say it's a little more than a half an hour. It's 45 minutes. So like 15 minutes over in half an hour.
They close to here or they far?
No, it says they're pretty close, about 7 miles away from you.
Jeez.
And that's the closest people I do have.
An hour, though.
No, it shouldn't take them a whole hour.
Are they going to call me before they come or?
Yes, ma'am. You will get a call from them.
Oh, they can't call me because my phone in the car.
What is this callback number 3-1? Is this callback number 319-412-4651? That's not a good number to call you on.
Because my cell phone is locked in the car too. It's in my purse. I'm calling from the school phone.
Okay. I'm gonna put a note in here to call the school phone and let them know.
You got the school phone number on here?
It's the number you call. It's the number. It's the number on Google, 319-366-0431, that's associated with the Boyd Jane Community House.
Yeah, I need to give you.
Is this their number, or is you? Can you get a better number for them to call you?
I want to take a call. Can you see this number that I'll call you on this phone?
It's the 1-800 number.
Yeah, but they be able to call that number to get to me on this phone or not? Probably
they
not.
Should. I'll be able to. I could put it in the notes for the provider to see it and call this number upon arrival.
Okay, were they coming in a truck?
Yes, ma'am, more than likely.
Oh, man. But they not going to be able to call me because, okay. That's the school number, but they need to call an extension. That way they can get hold to the teacher.
Do you know what the extension is?
What's our extension? 2406.
2406 upon arrival. Okay, so I did leave a note here. Okay, so I'm leaving a note for the provider to see that once they get to where you are, call the customer back at the 1-800 number, extension 2406, okay?
Call at that 3, you know the number that you saw, the 366?
The 3.
Call that number.
Okay.
And then push that extension. Call them the 33 number, you know the one that you saw the thing?
Mm-hmm.
And then get them that extension number.
Okay, hold on. Let me put that in the notes. Right. Okay, 319-366-0431, extension 2406 upon arrival.
Yeah, if they could speak to this lady named Katie. This lady named Katie gonna answer me. And just be like, just tell her, let her know my rad out there. You said it might not take 45 minutes.
Well, it might not even take the whole 45 minutes. Because they're pretty close to you.
Where they at?
It just says 7 miles away. It doesn't really tell me the area.
7 miles away? That's a long way, ain't it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I can't do this no more. I got to start leaving my keys in my pocket.
It's about 13 minutes away from you.
Oh, that's not long.
Mm-mm, that's not long at all.
Not 13 minutes.
Mm-mm.
They gonna come in a truck?
More than likely, or probably like a pickup or something like that.
They know my address to come to? They know how to get here?
Yes, ma'am. I gave them all of that already.
Oh, so how long should I get them to call before I could call back?
I would say wait at least 30 minutes before calling back.
30 minutes? Okay, what time is it? 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Okay, I get up 30 minutes. Can I call back straight to your line? Or okay.
Yes, ma'am. You actually can. And then if they haven't gotten there, we can just take a look, call the provider, and see where they are.
Well, what's your extension number?
I don't have one.
Oh, so how would I get back to you?
You won't be able to get directly back to me, but anybody that you speak with, they're gonna have everything in the notes. In the system, so they'll be able to relay the message to you as well.
Okay, I'll be looking for.
Okay, and is there any other questions you have for me today, ma'am?
No, that's it.
All right, well, thank you for choosing.
What kind of truck they gonna come in, you know?
No, ma'am, I don't know what the truck looks like.
Okay, then.
Okay, and you enjoy the rest of your day?
I get up 30 minutes.
Okay, thank you, and thank you for choosing our emergency roadside assistance. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, bye-bye.